when I teach organic lead generation, I want you guys to know it's exactly what I'm doing. Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more reoccurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. It is a beautiful Sunday evening. I am in my car. I'm actually driving to dinner with the mystery man and his family tonight. We are excited about that. It is actually St. Patrick's Day, and I am not a drinker. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but I have actually not had a sip of alcohol in over 5 years. So St. Patrick's Day is not very exciting to me. So I was like, sure, I will go to dinner with you guys, or I will go do whatever, as long as I am not like in a drunken bar where everybody is acting like a unicorn, where everybody is acting like a leprechaun and drinking a green beer. So that is not what we are doing. I feel like I'm a little too adult for that. But I do remember back in like my heydays of drinking when I was like a shit show and St. Patrick's Day was like all the rage. I would literally take the day off work when I was in corporate America and I would start drinking at like 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was a whole situation, but that's a whole another podcast for a whole another day. But now you just got a little insight into another little peek of maybe a little bit of Jillian you didn't actually know. But that is not what today's podcast is about. Today's podcast is actually about lead generation and traffic and calling out a little bit of what I see in the market. And I might come a little unhinged on this podcast episode today. I'm just gonna warn you, it might be a little spicy. It might be a little saucy. I had a good nap today and I'm feeling it a little bit today. But first, I want to talk about like the importance of lead generation. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, you might say, yeah, of course, I know the importance of lead generation. But like, do you, boo? Do you really know the importance of lead generation? Because lead generation is something that we all raise our hand and say that we need and say that we want to do and say that we understand. But I will tell you, after working with over 500 entrepreneurs, it's actually something that very few of us are actually doing. It's something that very few of us actually have a strategy around. And it's something that very few of us actually like to do. And it's something that very few of us actually like to do because it's what I like to coin, in air quotes, say the unsexy work. It's the stuff that's not really fun, right? It's the work, right? And as entrepreneurs, I have found in the online space, a lot of us don't like to do the work. We like to do the fun stuff. We like to create the reels or go on TikTok or, I don't know, maybe for some of you guys, recording a podcast is fun or, you know, networking is fun. But like, that's not always the things that generate the money in the business. And in order to have a flow of income coming into your business, you need to have a flow of leads also coming into your business at all times. So we're going to dive into all things leads today. It is also probably a good podcast for you to have a pen and paper because I'm going to go quick on a couple really good topics when it comes to leads. And it'll definitely be one that you guys can take and implement right away. It's always something really important for me on the podcast that you guys can always learn something from the podcast, that you can take it and actually implement and integrate it right away. So we're going to talk today about a couple of different types of lead strategies, but first we're also going to talk about a couple of different types of leads. So, you know, there is what I like to call borrowed leads, and this is actually something that I do a ton of in my business. And what borrowed leads are, or some people can say, you know, shared audiences, or, you know, there's a couple different words that people might use. But what I like to call, this is like leads that you are borrowing from other people. It's audiences that you are actually able to get in front of that share an ideal client, or you share a lookalike audience. So we're going to start with this one, because this is actually one in my business I do a shit ton of. So what this could look like is, this could be a podcast tour. This could be a podcast swap. So we're going to start with podcasting. So podcasting is when you share an audience with somebody else and you are getting in front of their audience and you are basically borrowing their ears. You are borrowing the ears of their audience. They've went out and they've built the audience. They've went out and built the community. They've went out and built the platform. And now you are just borrowing it for that amount of time, whether it's a 30-minute episode or a 60-minute episode, or it's a bumper, right? Whatever that is, you are literally just borrowing that amount of time. So that is what I like to call a borrowed audience on a podcast. You could also do what I just talked about, which is like a bumper. A bumper could be like, right now you're on my podcast and it breaks and it goes to advertise the Chris Harder Show, or it goes to advertise Julie Costa's Subliminal Audios, right? I also just gave a shout out to both of those people on the podcast. You're welcome. So what it's doing is it's giving a little bumper, and they don't even have to be on the show, but now they've just borrowed my audiences, right? If you don't know who either one of those people are, after this podcast episode, you might actually go and listen to them or follow them or look them up on Instagram, because you were like, hey, I was on Jillian Murphy's podcast today, and she actually, you know, name dropped both of those people. And if you actually notice, I name dropped a ton of people on my podcast. So that's like an idea of like borrowing like somebody's audience on a podcast. Another thing that you can do, which is huge, and again, I do a ton of this, is borrowing somebody's audience that has a program. So maybe they have a group coaching program, or maybe they have a mastermind, or maybe they have a membership, right? Whose audience can you borrow and go into it and teach? Teacher zone of genius, right? I just had Matthew Allen last week inside of my membership. He borrowed my audience for an hour. He borrowed 107 people inside of the Sales Queen Collective, and he got to get in front of my audience. I have my good friend Bree, who's actually coming in to talk on leads, and she's going to come in and teach inside of the Infinity Program in April. And she's going to come in and borrow my audience, just like I went in last month and I borrowed her audience. I'm a co-coach inside of my good friend Amanda Walker's program. Every month we borrow each other's audiences. So I want you to start to think, and this is why I asked you guys to pull out your pen and paper, like, where can you go right now that you can borrow other people's audiences? That's huge, right? So that would be one. Another thing that you can do is like maybe asking people who you share a lookalike audience with to do an ad swap on each other's podcast, or even doing a shout out on each other's email list. You guys have seen me many times share somebody out on my email list, right? Maybe I share out Matthew's Growth Networking, or maybe I share out Julie's Subliminal Audios, or maybe I share out a great tax accountant, right? I'm basically sharing them out to my audience, and in return, they do it for me. So this is also really about a reciprocal relationship. It's not just one-sided. So you want to find people that you share an audience with that you can kind of go back and forth with. So I'm just going to use Amanda Walker. Her and I share each other's audiences, but we bounce each other back and forth all the time. I know she talks about me on her podcast. I talk about her on my podcast. I will randomly shout out her content. I'll share her in my stories. I'll talk about her all the time in the Infinity Program and in the Society Program. So that is borrowing each other's audiences. The next one is audiences that you've bought, like that you have already gotten, right? So this would be like audiences that you owned. So this would be things that you have now brought people to your platform. Now, some people call this owned. This is a little bit tricky for me. I actually don't think that you own your Instagram, and I don't think that you own your Facebook, and I don't think you own your personal Facebook. I don't think that you own your TikTok. I don't think that you own your LinkedIn. But in the digital marketing space, a lot of people will say that this is owned content. this is an owned platform. So for the lack of this podcast, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole, but for the lack of this podcast, we are going to talk about this being an owned platform. So this is people that you have already talked to. These are people that have already, what I like to say, opted into your world. So I want you right now to grab that pen and paper, and I want you to ask yourself how many people are collectively following you. Collectively. So this means like how many people are in your Facebook group? Maybe you have 100. How many people are following you on Instagram? Maybe you have 1,000. How many people are listening to your podcast? Maybe you have 50 downloads per episode. How many people are on your email list? Maybe you have 500. You get the point. And I want you to start to add up all of these people. This is collectively how many leads you have in your world. Now, I don't know about you, but when I start adding up these numbers, it's mind-blowing to me how many leads I actually have in my current world. And I don't always need to go find new. I actually need to spend time on the ones that I already have. Today, I was actually at the pool for over an hour, and I spent that entire hour just connecting to people that I know are not seeing my content right now. I spent an hour connecting to people that I know are not seeing my stories. And it was simple. It was literally just going into their stories and commenting. I commented on everything from mangoes to a trip one of my clients took to Disney to voting on somebody's t-shirt. Like, you guys, it was literally all sorts of things. And the whole purpose of this is just to refresh the algorithm so that new people start to see your content, okay? And then the last one is paid traffic. So I don't know how many of you guys are actually paying for traffic right now. And this would be like, you know, you're running meta ads on Facebook, or you're running ads to your podcast, or you're running ads to your Instagram. I am a huge believer in organic traffic. You guys know something that I talk about all the time. We have ran very few ads in our business. And the reason why we actually don't run paid ads in our business is because I want to be able to teach you guys things that I want you guys to be able to duplicate. And I'm going to go off on a little soapbox here in a few minutes. I'm not going to get to it yet. But when I teach organic lead generation, I want you guys to know it's exactly what I'm doing. So if I'm going to teach you guys to go out and engage in people's Instagram stories, I want you to know that that's exactly what Jillian Murphy's doing. If I say I want you to go and hang out in a Facebook group for 30 minutes a day, I want you to know that that is exactly what Jillian Murphy's doing. She's spending 30 minutes a day in a Facebook group, because there's nothing that makes me fucking crazier than people, especially in the online space, in Instagram more than anywhere, that are talking about what you should do, and they're pointing the finger at you with your content, your messaging, your marketing, your leads, all of these things and what you should be doing, but they're doing something very different. And a couple examples of these, which you guys know I never, ever, ever use names, but recently I was watching like a three-day event on growing your business, right? And it was really talking about how you can do it as somebody who is starting to build a side hustle. And what really bothered me about this was the entire time this gentleman that was talking about this three-day challenge that he was running was talking about how to do it organically. He was talking about organic growth. But in the meantime, I am getting hammered with his ads. Like every single time I go on Facebook or Instagram, his ad is popping up. I am getting probably 3 to 4 emails a day from him. So that would be like me telling you, hey guys, you should go and build an online business, but you don't actually need an email strategy. But then you can absolutely see that I have like a killer email strategy. It's out of integrity, right? So I want to be able to show you exactly what I'm doing at all times. Now, there might come a point that I run ads, absolutely. There might come a point that I run paid traffic, absolutely. But at this point in my business, it's very important to me that I stay inside of integrity. The second example of this was I recently attended a lead generation masterclass. And I know for a fact that the person who teaches lead generation, this is not the way that they're getting leads. So an example of this is like, imagine going to a lead generation class and I'm telling you that the best way to get leads is through Instagram, okay? But I'm not even on Instagram. I don't even have a presence on Instagram. I'm not spending any time on Instagram. So here I am telling you how to do something by using a platform, but I'm not actually on it. But then you know that I'm like running ads or I'm doing something else, right? So what I just want to remind you is making sure that who you're learning from, they're actually teaching you something that they are actually doing. Because again, it's really easy to be a really good marketer in the online space. It's really easy to say, oh, go do this, go do this, go do this. And then to say like, oh, I'm making millions of dollars over here. I'm making millions of dollars over here. But then they're not telling you how they're actually doing it. And again, this is another podcast for a different day. But there's nothing that makes me crazier than when I see online coaches saying, you know, I made $1 million today or $5 million today or $500,000 today or $5,000 today even. And the way that they're teaching it is absolutely not the way that you're getting it. So that's, again, just something to really remember when it comes to lead generation. And then the last thing that I really want to say about lead generation is making sure that this is part of your income producing activities, your IPAs, your income producing activities every single day. And what I would love for you to do on that pen and paper that you actually have in front of you, hopefully, or maybe you have a Google Doc, or maybe you're in the shower so you can't write it down. Even though I will shout out my good friend James Dunn, he has a notepad in his shower. I mean, how fucking cool is that? Like, how many of us also get like our best ideas in the shower? Yeah, so James Dunn, who is a great friend of mine, a former one-on-one client, he actually has a notepad in his shower and he always talks about that. And I'm like, I need to get one of these. But I digress. I don't know where I was at. Oh, so what I want you to do right now is I want you to ask yourself, where are your leads coming from? Are your leads coming from paid traffic? Maybe you run paid traffic. Are your leads coming from a podcast? Are your leads coming from connection calls? Are your leads coming from opt-ins, right? Where are your leads coming from? And I want you to write it down right now. I want you to write it down while you're on this podcast. Go ahead, do it. Now, I want you to ask yourself, how much time are you spending to do that same activity over and over and over? So what I mean by this is if you know that your leads are all coming from podcasts, how much time are you doubling down or tripling down or 10Xing going on podcast and literally shutting down everything else? Literally everything else. Saying no to everything else. Because this is the thing. You know that this works. You know when you go on podcast, you get leads. Or maybe you know when you get people on discovery calls, you close them. Or maybe you know when you go to networking calls, you get people that ask about your services. And I want you for the next 30 days or even 60 days, even 90 days, hell, to just do this one thing. And absolutely, you will see your business skyrocket. One of the main things that we do inside of the Infinity Program, and if you're not inside of the Infinity Program, I welcome every single one of you to come into this program. It'll change your business. Like, I guarantee you it'll change your business. But one of the biggest things that I am really focusing on every single person inside of the Infinity Program, regardless of their business, and you guys, we have healers inside of there, we have doctors inside of there, we have service-based businesses inside of there, we have VAs inside of there, we have coaches inside of there, we have product-based businesses inside of there, we have brick-and-mortar businesses inside of there, we have literally every single type of business inside of Infinity. And what I am absolutely encouraging everybody to do is to really go back to the basics. Go back to the basics of what we know works and what would it look like if we just spent our time doing that same thing over and over and over and not worrying about, well, I could go over here and I could go over here and I could go over here. Let's not do that. Let's just focus on that. So again, my homework for you is to get very clear as to where your leads are coming in and then to focus on that for 30, 60, 90 days. And again, if you're not inside of the Infinity Program and you absolutely want to learn how to, at a minimum, double your sales in the next 6 months, I absolutely encourage you to slide into my DMs or ask me how you can actually come to one of our calls for free to check it out, to see what it's all about, to be a fly in the wall inside of that. We'd absolutely love to welcome you as a guest into one of our calls. But until next time, happy selling.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts? Or take a screenshot and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales, because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs, because I cannot wait to get to know you better.